2024 is the year that power bills jumped by 13%, and with the increase leaning heavily on Humboldt County families, the Board of Supervisors hosted a ratepayers' assistance presentation. The Pacific Gas and Electric Company, or PG&E, says wildfire risk reduction and transmission line undergrounding are primary reasons for raising its rates. Other reasons include covering the cost of system upgrades to enhance energy efficiency and reduce carbon emissions. The upshot for ratepayers is higher bills, and Supervisor Steve Madrone, who sponsored the presentation at the April 9th board meeting, said the financial impact is especially hard in rural areas like Humboldt.
I mean, almost everybody I hear is talking about, you know, a doubling of their rates and things like that. And it creates a lot of hardship. So I'm glad there are these programs to try and help people with these rate increases. Starting January 1st, we had a 13% increase. But over the last 3-4 years, there's been a 38% increase in rates over that period of time, which is really putting a lot of hardship on families all over the place. Also, it was reported that there's a statewide 500% increase in back-owed utility bills. In other words, more and more people are falling in arrears, you know, with their bills and having a hard time catching up. That's a really significant hurdle for a lot of people to overcome. And it's not just electricity, it's also gas rates going up as well.
Allison Talbot of PG&E outlined various programs that income-eligible bill payers can sign up for. They include the REACH program, which helps those facing disconnection, the CARE program for 20% monthly discounts, and the Family Electric Rate Assistance program for a similar discount on electricity charges. Other programs help with power costs related to medical devices, federal payments to help with heating expenses, and energy-related home improvements. Talbot said PG&E is also cost-cutting on over 150 of its projects, including vegetation management and undergrounding, and expenses like insurance. But Supervisor Mike Wilson said PG&E's profit-oriented service model limits rate moderation.
And I do appreciate Allison, talking about all of the expenditures and expenses, and then also the cost reductions that PG&E is going through in order to, I assume, help us with rates. Again, it doesn't speak to the loss from profit, frankly, which is what we pay. If you're paying into PG&E, you don't get any service for that. It doesn't get reinvested back into the community. It's purely a cut off of that, which is why people talk about community-owned utility investments. And it's essentially an inefficiency in the system. And it is interesting that you have now this organization, a private entity that is taking profits and then also asking for public monies for these various enterprises.
Also in the presentation was Sally Regley of the Redwood Coast Energy Authority, or RCEA, a local joint powers agency that buys and then sells power to residents using PG&E's infrastructure and having the company administrate billing. Regley said opting for RCEA power instead of PG&E's gives ratepayers a slight savings that in total amounts to about $6 million a year. Regularly advised power customers to pay attention to higher rates during the peak time of 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., and power use that goes above what's considered the baseline for a customer's location. Talbot answered a question about the next cost-related change, implementation of the state's income-graduated fixed charge.
Most recently, and by recently, I think it's last week, the CPUC, the California Public Utilities Commission came out with their proposal, which looks to be what's moving forward, and they have proposed a $24 and change monthly flat fee for customers for the maintenance and repair and investment in the actual infrastructure of the system. So that is separate from energy use. The fixed charge seeks to make electrifying homes and transportation more affordable And the commissioners could vote on this new billing structure at the CPUC's May 9th open meeting. And if approved, the charges would go into effect no sooner than 2025. So it would be next summer. And I genuinely believe, Supervisor, that's the earliest date.
Supporters of the fixed charge say it will help lower income residents, but there's disagreement about that and other aspects. Ratepayer assistance has a lot of moving parts, and more specific information can be had by calling the RCEA at 707-269-1700 or going to its website at redwoodenergy.org. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.